The romance novel endures for generation after generation, and although the basic story outlines remain in place, it's a still evolving genre. Novelist Jane Porter, author of more than a dozen popular Harlequin romances, grew up taking her own flights of the imagination and has made a career out of encouraging her readers to do the same. She's coming to the Hawaii Book and Music Festival later this month, and she's on the line with us this morning. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning.
You know, I was struck by the description of yourself as a young girl being kind of a dreamer, and that seems to flow logically into your work.
Except the book we are talking about at the Hawaii Book and Music Festival is not a romance. It's a story of World War II, inspiring today's generation and what we can learn from that generation. So of all my books, this is probably the least amount of fantasy. It's very factual about the fall of Berlin and what happened at the end of World War II and the July 20th plot. But you're right, I am a dreamer, but my father was a history professor specializing in World War II, so maybe that's why I like to dream. The gritty life around me made me want.
Let's address the genre for a minute, if we can. Can we? I just want to talk about, because you've done a lot of novels like that and won a lot.
I've done 50 books now, and 30 are romances, and about 20 aren't. But I do love romance. I think that romance is very empowering for women, and it's actually kind of a feminist form of literature.
What makes a romance novel a romance? What are the things that have to be in place for it to work?
Well, it's a hero's. The hero is actually the heroine, so you have a heroine's journey, and it's her story of where love is a choice. Love isn't capitulating to anything versus being strong, acknowledging that when we choose to love, we're opening ourselves up to risk. When we choose to love, we're being vulnerable. And for women, when you choose to love, you're turning your life inside and out to often become a wife, a mother. So the power in a romance novel isn't what people think of as just, you know, hot kisses and the old 1970s Clutch Club, you know, cover. It's really this woman who's very strong, and yet she's also making a choice to become vulnerable and willing to kind of give up a lot of times a solo world, you know, for a relationship.
Because the heroine is frequently a woman with a lot going on in her own life. It's not as if she needs a man, right?
That's you know, an interesting observation, because in today's romances, inevitably all the women have careers. They, you know, they've gone to school, they're educated, and you know, the romance readers is very educated. 54% have at least had an undergraduate, and 33% up there have often have graduate degrees or you know, a professional degree, whether it's a lawyer or a doctor. So it's a very literate group that loves the romance novel. And I think what they like is the ending is always the same. You know, she ends up in a relationship. She ends up happy. But getting there is not. Getting there is fraught with peril and unknown and conflict. And I think that that's the part that also appeals to women. They see this conflict before them, and she rises to the challenge, and she rises to the challenge. And ultimately, you know, after a dark moment, many dark moments, there's going to be a positive resolution. And I think that that encourages women. I think it makes them realize they're not alone, that they see this kind of, you know, hero's journey modeled for them. And I think that that's a lot of the appeal.
Well, the hero's journey, it's an odd, it's almost a contradiction that you have to exert a lot of strength to allow yourself to become vulnerable, as you were saying earlier.
It is, you know, if you look at like Christopher Vogler, who wrote extensively about the hero's journey, where you're kind of leaving, you know, the cave in a way, and you're starting this journey out. Well, love is like that. Love, you must leave a safe spot and where you won't be hurt, where you are protected by whatever illusions you have about yourself or the world. This is as is. And you do have to drop those barriers. and you have to risk rejection. You risk being mocked. You risk yourself. And so, you know, we all know from real life, the choice to love isn't necessarily uncomplicated. So,
do you think that the whole, as you say, the heroine is these days very much a career woman with a lot going on in her life? Do you think that's an evolution from the days of, say, the 19th century, where the girls kind of sat around waiting for the man to take them out of their lives? Is that an evolution in the genre?
I think that that's fascinating because, you know, I come from this line of educators. My brother's a professor. I have an MA. I was a teacher. My father's a professor. My grandfather was a professor. My grandmother, when she graduated from Purdue University during the Depression, she left school with also a master's degree. And her mother was a concert pianist. So I've come from this line of women that have always worked. And so I think there's two worlds out there. There's the world of this idea of women protected behind closed doors who don't get to live unless it's through a story, this vicarious living through literature. And then there's the reality, especially, again, since I was just recently working on a book that had so much World War II, where women were called to work. Women needed to fill in jobs since the men were overseas. And so I think that we have in our culture this idea of, oh, forgive me, almost that angel versus the whore. We have the Madonna, and then we have the bad girl. We have this idea that the good woman has perhaps waited for love to find her. But in reality, American culture, we have a culture of women who have worked, women who have sought education, women who have expressed the desire to achieve.
Any number of good examples, Jane. Jane, we have to run. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Jane Porter is an author, is coming to the 10th Annual Hawaii Book and Music Festival May 2nd and 3rd. She has 12 million books in print in 20 languages. Her new novel, It's You, will be released in June, and you can learn more about her on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.